This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number three of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. I'm also broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America. This is the weekend edition of the program you hear all week long, Monday through Friday. I'm also being heard tonight in the Caribbean, where you need to be on the lookout for that storm coming your way, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, to all the military men and women, the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, air room workers, 911 dispatchers, border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all the people helping in the coronavirus effort, thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as all the roughnecks out there working in the oil fields all around the country and all around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page on Facebook. Like the page, jump in the chat room, and converse with us just like Eric is. Eric's being writing a book there tonight. Okay, Eric, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Congressman Devin Nunes from California has said, this is him talking, there will be criminal referrals coming from the probe of the Mueller investigation. What say you?
He referred 8 last year to the Department of Justice. We don't know where that went. But since that time, I don't know what I should say is we don't know the status of those 8 referrals.
Right.
But since that time, when it comes to the Mueller operation, let's not forget that Michael Horowitz did a significant study as the inspector general. And remember that there were 17 significant errors and or omissions. Furthermore, there are what he is alleging, too, is that the lawyers or the, I shouldn't say lawyers, but it could be lawyers, or FBI assigned to the Mueller team with Weissman and Mueller himself all knew going into the Mueller investigation that there was nothing there. There was nothing there from the beginning. So the entire 30 million two-and-a-half-year process was nothing. It was a kind of a ghost-type operation.
Mm-hmm.
We indicted some Russian officials, which, you know, means nothing. They'll never be brought back to the United States. And then, of course, there was Manafort and so forth and so on. So what he is doing is he is compiling yet another list of what he calls criminal referrals, some of those that did some significant no-nos to the Department of Justice. It's really kind of a gesture, Matt, because it's something that the Department of Justice and John Durham are doing anyway. But
okay.
That's where he is on it.
Now, the Michigan judge that's hearing the latest complaint about the stay-at-home orders from the governor, Governor Whitmer, received some interesting comments from the governor yesterday, and she also went after the people that were challenging her authority. is this woman just plain nuts or power hungry?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay. Because it's unbelievable. Now, also, very quickly here, Steve Linick, L-I-N-I-K, Steve Linick, who was the Inspector General in the State Department, who was caught up in the impeachment proceedings, I believe he briefed the Adam Schiff Committee, he was let go last night.
He sure was.
So, I'm not surprised to hear that. There's been a rumor about that for several weeks, but it became official last night, and right away Adam Schiff made a bunch of his comments about, oh, well, the DNI got released all their stuff, and we were supposed to vote on it, and they can't do that. Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about because the DNI can do it, did do it.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
So. I mean, he's going to complain about anything, so.
I think he just wants to be heard because he's become totally irrelevant now with the fact that he's been caught lying over and over and over again. It just can't go on forever.
Well, here's the deal. Let's not forget that the State Department had a fairly sizable role in the Russia collusion thing, okay?
Right.
Let's not forget about Victoria Nuland and that whole crowd, even Steve Carey and John Kerry and so forth and so on. So I would say Adam Schiff has got virtually no jurisdiction. I mean, this guy was an inspector general assigned to the State Department. So perhaps there was some other stuff that was necessarily going on there that impeded or covered up some things when it came to some of the operations, going back to the Russia collusion thing.
Yeah, and of course, the Russiagate stuff, as we said, you know, there's, and we're going to get into a couple of discussions here about that here in a minute. We're going to talk about the Flynn case. We're also going to talk about the House and what the Democrats did yesterday for the first time ever in history. But the Russiagate thing is going to be investigated by Lindsey Graham, at least from what we can hear, right?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, you know, the U.S. House voted themselves something that they can do for the first time ever, and it's unbelievable. So now we'll tell you about that, and also the $3 trillion Heroes Act that's come out there, the Heroes Bill. A bunch of Democrats voted against it, and Nancy, tell you all about it.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, I told you this week, and I'll tell you again, the weekend crowd, that my doctor took my vitals and all that sort of stuff, because I've been seeing the doctor at least once a week because of my problem with my left leg. And the doctor said, my God, your blood pressure's way down. And you've lost 16 pounds. What the heck is going on? What are you doing? I says, well, nothing. Then it dawned on me. The only thing I've done over the last month is I've started to take Balance of Nature. And I'm taking 3 capsules of the fruits and 3 capsules of the veggie capsules every day. And I swear to God, folks, I used to sit here at night, and you know how you get the munchies? I used to sit here and I'd want to have a candy bar out of the candy machine or some chips or something like that. I haven't had that urge in a week and a half or more. And I don't think I'm going to. And I believe it's because of the Balance of Nature product. Plus, it's giving me a little bit more zip in my hip, if you know what I mean. So, real food, real science, real nutrition. No synthetics, no additives, no fillers. You get the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Check them out online by going to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or you can just give them a call, 800-246-8751. And if you use the product code RESULT, that's RESULT, RESULT, you will get 35% off your order at Balance of Nature. And you got to try the fruits and veggies. I'm telling you, it's working for me. They're good, too. They're good. And, you know, Mom used to say, you got to eat your fruits, you got to eat your veggies. And you just sit there and go, yeah, sure, right. You actually like this. All right, balanceofnature.com. Product code RESULT for 35% off. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is right back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
It is time to talk about what the House did yesterday. This has never been done, first of all. They voted to allow proxy voting.
Yeah, well, it's a resolution, and the speaker can call this to be done. It's actually remote voting by proxy during a pandemic emergency. So it's only during the emergency. I think it has a time limit right now, about 60 days. But what it does is the speaker has to notify the sergeant at arms along with the attending physician, and then a member of Congress can designate another member as a proxy in accordance with Section 2 that may cast the vote of such other member or record the presence of another member. So it looks like the sergeant at arms is the checks and balances or the voting accountant in this case.
Okay.
So there might be some, you know, she's trying to add some legitimacy to it. The biggest part of it, though, is you don't get a quorum.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know when the federal state of emergency ends?
What, that Trump declared?
Yep.
I do not.
May the 28th. If he does not re-up the federal state of emergency, does that mean that their little proxy vote is no longer any good?
No. Well, again, it's only for 60 days, but she can re-up it. But what she's doing is she's putting it up to the House doctor. So the House doctor becomes her partner in this if she wants to do this.
Okay.
But, so I don't think it has any, I mean, because the Senate's at work and she's not. I mean, and then after, you know, I think next week, they're really taking the rest of the summer off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, the Democrats yesterday, they passed by the skin of their chinny chin chin the massive $3 trillion, Heroes Act, if you will, that bill, the relief bill, rather, through the House. But 14 of their Democrats abandoned ship.
Yes. And one Republican voted for it, which was
Peter King.
Pete King out of New York.
He's retiring anyway, right?
That's right. That's right. So, but here's... the Senate has already said forget about it, and, you know, it won't even make it to the door of the Senate. McConnell's already said that, several others in the Senate have already said the same thing. What's more disturbing is what's in it. And, I will tell you, the dangerous part of all of this is if in November, the Republicans lose control of the Senate, that bill could necessarily, or things in that bill could necessarily be revived. And it tells us where the Democrats are going to go if they control both houses. That's the scary thing.
Now, in the Flynn case, Joe Biden has now been implicated in the Flynn spying scandal because he was the last one to go in and get information about General Flynn on the very same day that a newspaper article came out in the Washington Post. Strange, huh?
Let's understand this here for a second, because when there is an intercept where a call or an email transaction happened with a foreign person of particular interest to national security to the United States, dealing with a person inside the United States, meaning, you know, person A or B or C.
Right.
The request is made to unmask who that A, B, C, or D is. So the requester allegedly doesn't know who, if it's Flynn or if it's somebody else, if it's you or me. So what is being sold to us isn't completely accurate.
Correct.
Because we don't know who it is.
Right.
But the interesting thing is the small window of time that these unmaskings were done, the volume of them, who did them, and they all happened to be Flynn.
Yep.
They didn't know it at the time, or allegedly didn't know it at the time. Now, the bigger question then becomes, what was in the communication that sparked that interest to begin with? We don't know.
Right.
And when the requester puts in the request to the National Security Agency, they don't have to, apparently, now I'm trying to find the request form. I can't find it.
All right.
But they're not saying in there, allegedly, they don't have to say why they need it.
Okay.
They're just saying they want it.
All right. Let me drift over to the phone line here because we got very patiently on the line our most favorite question asker, Backgammon Bob. What's up?
Hello, Captain. Want to know, are we going to expand our debt to infinity? And when will it catch up with us? And the other thing I want to make comment was, looks like that Nancy Pelosi's basically just hijacked the House of Representatives, and she's just going to introduce stuff when she wants and with this proxy vote thing. Okay, that's it.
Okay, well, first of all, the Democrats are in charge. Nancy Pelosi's in charge of the Democrats. She's the Speaker of the House, and she can pretty much do what she wants. She can put any bill she wants on the floor anytime she wants and stop any bill, correct?
Correct. But what's interesting about this bill that was passed last night is there was never any Republican committee
right.
Member. That into itself is the stunning part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bill, interestingly enough, was not drafted by Nancy Pelosi. The bill was actually drafted by Nita Lowey of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it only went through the Ways and Means Committee, but it showed up there to the head of the Ways and Means Committee and then left. There wasn't any committee
mm-hmm.
meeting. It just kind of flowed through there, went through the front door, went out the mm-hmm. back, and just kept going.
Yeah, now before we run out of time, I want to throw in there, as far as when it comes to adding to the deficit, I don't see any end in sight.
Mm-hmm. No, there isn't, and it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that almost all the time, Steve Mnuchin, Secretary of the Treasury, is renegotiating debt. You know, debt isn't just one huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's renegotiating by, you know, certainly the value of the bond.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, it's just adding a zero. It's not like we're going to go print a whole bunch of money and then stockpile it someplace. It doesn't work that way. It's just a digital thing. You just add another zero or three zeros or 10 zeros.
Well, thank you very much for another exciting week. We've covered a lot of ground this week. Boy, it's been a busy night, night after night after night after night. We'll talk to you Monday morning. Get yourself some rest.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And I'm telling you, every night, all week long, it's just been news story after news story after news story. And it's not going to end, because when I come back, the beach and boating forecast coming up. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She could come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time to check out the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And for you folks that are up there where it might be snowing or where it's cold or where you got, oh gosh, I don't know, temperatures where you got to put a coat on, come on down here. You won't need a coat today or any of the weekend. Tell you what, Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be breezy both days because of this system that's working its way over towards the Bahamas. Now, we aren't necessarily going to feel the effects of the rain because it's going to be breezy with winds anywhere out of the north-northeast from 10 to 20 miles an hour. That'll be down from what it's been the past couple of days. It'll be mainly dry. We'll have a lot of sunshine, a moderate chop on the waters, and the seas will be 2 to 4 feet. Now, the Gulf water temperature, again, sits at 80 degrees. The bay water temperature at 79. Our low tide is coming in just a few minutes here at 4:48 a.m., and our high tide coming at 12:04 p.m. during the lunch hour. Now, all that being said, keep in mind that this weekend you need to pay attention, especially if you're headed south towards Miami, to the tropical system that is developing down there in the Straits of Florida and off the southeastern coast of Florida. It will affect Miami. It will affect the Keys, already is. It will affect the east coast of Florida as it goes slowly towards the Bahamas and probably becomes a big-time rainmaker with a little bit of wind. Looks like it's going to be a tropical storm because it's very close to it right now. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water with the Freedom Boat Club, and they call it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, custom boating is the ultimate way to get away from everything, and you can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time, too, out on the water with your friends and family and sun sanitize. Now, let me tell you something. They got 213 locations in the Freedom Boat Club. We sit right here in Tampa Bay with the largest one. 500 boats, 30 locations, 500 boats, largest one in the system, 213 locations across the country. Now, surely, within the sound of my voice on one of the stations you're listening to, there is a Freedom Boat Club near you. There's one in San Diego. There's one in Lake Mead there in Nevada, on the Nevada-California line. Arizona line, right there. You can find them along the Gulf Coast. You can find them up there in the Great Lakes along the Mississippi River, up and down the East Coast in a few places, inland as well, in the Middle Atlantic states. Freedom Boat Club. Now, keep in mind, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is that if you join the Freedom Boat Club down here in Tampa Bay, where you currently get a month's free off your monthly fees that you have to pay, and you get $1,000 off your initiation fee right off the bat, you can join down here, and you can have reciprocity anywhere in the system, anywhere. Or vice versa. If you folks up there are members, you want to come down here to Florida, guess what? You have reciprocity. So, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. All you do is make the reservation, fill your cooler up, your fishing poles, whatever, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So call Freedom Boat Club today. Their number all across the country, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or you can go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. I've been involved with them since 1989. When my wife looked at me and she says, I really would like to try one of those. I mean, we've had a boat. Maybe we can enjoy this. And we did for a long time until she passed away. So there you go. But anyway, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. Now, the news isn't stopping about coronavirus and people being allowed out. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're outside and you're walking around, think about this. If you're not on top of somebody and not breathing on them, why the hell do you need a mask? That's the best, safest place you can be is outdoors. But now some of these holier-than-thou governors, well, if you're going to be on the beach, you have to wear a mask. If you're going to be sitting watching a movie, you're going to have to wear a mask, even though you might be outside the drive-in or whatever. I mean, this is some of this stuff just defies logic. Just defies logic. And you can be safe. You can social distance. Keep your 6 foot. I'm walking with a cane here lately, so I just stick my arm out with a cane and say, okay, you're too close. But anyway, it is what it is. And the fact of the matter is, it's very simple. I think the social distancing does more than wearing the mask, but hey, that's just me. Now, if you've got the sickness or you're sneezing or coughing, wearing a mask might help a little bit. But keep in mind, most of these masks still allow 70% of the outside air around you to come through. They really do. And that's not me talking. That's just the statistics and the things that I've seen. They're very easy to verify and go out and look. Now, is there a difference between the N95 mask with a filter in it and the just a regular cloth mask? Sure, absolutely. Of course there's a difference. But you can pay $25, $30 for a mask. You really want a mask? Go see what a firefighter wears with our self-contained breathing apparatus. Go see what we wear. That's a mask. Or you can wear a gas mask. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, I remember my days in the Army with the gas mask. I said, that's it. They had the filters in them the whole nine yards. You wear it and away you go. And then they've got the respirators that the applicators that used to spray wear, you know, with the two filters, one on the right, one on the left. It kind of sits on your cheek a little bit, and you got the mask over your nose and all that. It's kind of like wearing a snorkel set. But that'll also work quite nicely, I might add. And good morning, Eddie Floyd, out there in Reno, Nevada. Hope you're doing well, my friend. Eddie Floyd, of course, my program will be heard on his station, KCKQ. I think on Saturdays they play it at 8 o'clock in the morning, the local time. And by the way, Reno out there, north of Reno on 395, you had road damage because of a 6.5 earthquake. Wow. Tonopah was kind of the center of it all. And I can remember a couple of times when they had earthquakes out there. I believe it was I-15. We were going north up out of Salt Lake and going up into Idaho. And the road was damaged in several places because of the earthquake. And we had to get over. And it was two-lane traffic. Get over on the other side of the road and whatnot. Well, they fixed the interstate. And so that's not uncommon out there at all. Not uncommon at all. By the way, you grandmas and grandpas out there, I want you to check out funwellbaby.com. Now, they're having a sale over there at funwellbaby.com, 50% off for my listeners. The code is MATT50. You get 50% off on the products they have there. You can see a lot of different things. Grandkids will love some of it. They got all sorts of stuff there. Funwellbaby.com, 50% off the sale for my listeners with the code MATT50. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Well, let me see here. Let me go over here because here he is. You've been writing a book tonight there, bud.
Hey,
it's Eric and Seminole.
Yeah, right on, sir. Yeah, it's just rhetorical questions and, you know, logical deduction, I guess. Maybe my logic is flawed. But you know, hey, you got to run, you got to question. That's the bedrock of science and see if it can be duplicated. But real quick regarding social distancing. Now, this is a rhetorical question. So maybe some of the HVAC guys out there, guys and gals out there, you know, that deal with airflow, et cetera.
Climbing an air duct.
Right. Just roll with me for 1 second. So you got 6 feet distance, right? About 2 meters distance. Now they're mandating that outdoors, recommending that,
yep,
and guidelining that. Okay, mm-hmm. It's not law. So they're recommending that it's a 6 foot distance outdoors and indoors.
Right.
So is that dependent on, this has no answer yet. Does that depend on air movement and volume of airflow and air exchange? Why wouldn't the distance outside be less if someone has a higher flow of air going around them in order to move the air so it's not stagnant and allowing droplets to,
because somebody getting $285,000 a year, just throwing that out there because of a salary I heard mentioned yesterday, said so.
Yeah, right on.
All right, hold that thought. I'm going to put you on hold here. Hold that thought. All right. Eric's going to stay on hold for a minute. I'll talk to him during the break, see if he wants to stick around and finish his thought. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. If you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics.
Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy, Donna Fiducia, who is listening to us right now on AM 1330 WLBB. Now, that's up in Carrollton, Georgia. And it's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And I will tell you one other thing. They're up this time of the morning because she and her husband, Don, have got a bunch of horses, and they're out there working with the horses, feeding the horses, cleaning up the stalls and all that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. And, you know, Tampa Bay is open for business. Come on down. Come on out. And now is the time to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan. Regardless of where you live, anywhere in the United States, you serve, you save. That means if you're a doctor, a nurse, a first responder, a veteran, active duty military, you get preferred pricing on certified new and pre-owned vehicles. Does it get better than that? Oh, yeah. You get 20% off all service work. Now, if you want valet service, they'll Come get your car, take it up, bring it back to you. With complimentary free cleaning and sanitizing of your vehicle, too, using OmniShield at no charge to you. Now, besides the incredible factory incentives on the vehicles and 0% financing on all new vehicles and the Wheeler deal and rock-bottom pricing that's going on right now, especially on pre-owned vehicles, you'll save big at Moss Nissan. So, check them out online, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, MAUSNissan.com. They're located in Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue with Tampa's Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, up in Newport Richey at US 19 and 54, and further up the line in Crystal River at US 19, MossNissan.com. And always remember to tell them, the captain sent you. And here's why. That's another $500 off the purchase of your vehicle. Okay, let's bring Eric from Seminole back in here. And by the way, Eric, how's the Marine Sergeant doing?
He's doing good. They're obviously on pretty, just for generic purposes, call it medical quarantine. Just like any of the rest of the armed services, that their movement is basically to and from the job site, if at all. And a lot of the stuff's being, there's only so much training you can do via, telephone or email or whatever. So, they're definitely on their training regimens, definitely cut back considerably. Okay. But, he's waiting to class up for selection coming up in August should that go through. So I'm wishing him all the best and
good
and everything. But, I appreciate you letting me, allow me to.
Yeah, well, you got cut off in mid-sentence, so let's go back to what we were doing there.
Right on, real quick. So, the 6 foot distance, social distancing. Mm-hmm. If people want to practice that, more power to you. I personally am going to conduct myself in a responsible manner. I'm not going to get in anybody's face, but I never did to begin with anyway. Mm-hmm. You respect people's distances, but if there's, so the 6 foot distancing, let's just, for the sake of argument, say 2 meters, distancing, is that dependent on the laminar flow of air movement and volume of air movement? No one can answer that. And the best place to be is outdoors because the heat and ultraviolet light will destroy.
You got it. In a matter of minutes.
In my opinion, because I'm not a quote unquote medical professional, but all you got to do is, that's my previous life. But so you have that. And I was reading a study. I'm just digging into stuff, reading a study or an article citing the probability of a surgical mask shutting down the transmissibility of viruses in general. And this study was conducted in Hong Kong from 2013 until 2016, where the 246 patients, the caseload that they were reviewed, everybody was given a nasopharyngeal swab test, the RT-PCR test that everybody gets, which detects, quote-unquote, genetic material of viruses. Mm-hmm. And of those, they did the breakdown of who even had a virus at all, and there was X amount of rhinovirus, X amount of influenza, and what I found shocking is that there were X amount of patients who were diagnosed with, quote, human seasonal coronavirus, close quote. Now, that tells me, what are they checking for when they're doing, what is this pandemonium over? If it's over a coronavirus, there's a bazillion different strains of it.
5,200, done counting.
Roger that. So about 10 of those they are infectious to human beings, depending on, what you have. About 10
That's
of those.
Right.
I get that. So what I'm getting at is, if a surgical mask will reduce the transmissibility of a virus in those that are already infected. So what I'm getting at is here, you got all these lockdowns going on, and now it's a little bit more, particularly in Democrat-run states, it's a little bit more. Oh, no, can't do that. You can go surf, but you can't go swimming. You can go to the beach, but you can't sit down.
And you can go to the beach, but you better wear a face mask in California. Yeah.
Roger that. So I postulate, I theorize, and people can label me whatever, that is the plan, is to keep people seesawing back and forth on what they should do.
Well, of course.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense, because this is exactly what the Democrats are trying to do and what we've been telling everybody for months. They've instilled fear into the human, the population. They've instilled fear, and they're scared of their own shadow. Oh, my God, we're going to get sick if we do this or we do that. Oh, really? You've got more of a chance of getting hit by a car crossing the street than you've got of catching coronavirus.
Or struck by lightning.
That's right.
In the state of Florida.
That's right.
So,
thank you.
So I appreciate you allowing me the time. I'm going to end it like this, and this may be a platitude or hyperbolic statement, but back in the day, the iron fist of tyranny was encased in a velvet glove. Mm-hmm. Now it is residing behind a velvet mask. So yep. I'm just going to leave it like that.
You're right.
I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks for taking my call. It's Simplify.
Yep. Simplify to you, and have a great weekend. Say hello to that boy of yours. Okay. And by the way, his other son, too, who happens to be... you call it disabled. He's got a partial injury from his service. He got hurt in the Marines and was medically retired. Now, that being said, I want to tell everybody, and for those of you that are listening to me down there now, my affiliate down in Fort Myers, down in Port Charlotte, and down there in Sarasota, as well as the other folks down there in South Florida, Naples, and over there across and over into Arcadia. We're going to have another gun show down there, and we're going to start out, Two Guys Gun Show is going to start out on May the 30th and May the 31st at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. And for all you people that have been hankering to get out and take a look and see what's going on, this is where they wheel or deal at these gun shows. And Two Guys Gun Shows is known for having the largest collection of antique guns and knives anywhere in the state of Florida at any one time. Plus, they've also got the most modern and up-to-date guns, too, with tactical equipment to go along with that. And every now and then, you'll find some other things in there that's all related to hunting or fishing or outdoors or whatnot. But you can't go wrong at a Two Guys Gun Show. So, May 30th, May 31st, that's Saturday and Sunday, Charlotte County Fairgrounds down there, kind of across the street from the ballpark down there, and where the Rays play, the Charlotte Town, it's the Stone Crabs and the Rays do their spring training. And by the way, there may be spring training going on there, so you might be able to do a double or triple thing here, you know, that day. So, from 9 to 3, both days, I'll be there Saturday the 30th, at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. And then the next week, Sunday, June 6th and 7th, the gun show is coming back to the Midreg Hall in Largo on 126th Avenue. And again, I'll be there Saturday and Sunday that time because it is a local deal, so I do both days. I'll be there from 9 to 3. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. I'll have my usual free stuff that I have to hand out. I'm not worried about if we're going to have to wear masks to be there or whatever the deal is. We'll have the hand sanitizer and the Lysol and everything else that we need to have, and we'll be giving out stuff there, too, in a very safe and sanitary manner. So believe me when I tell you, it's not going to be a bad deal. So, twoguysshows.com, the website, twoguysshows.com, to find out more about them. And don't forget to check out their gun store, too. Phoenix Ordnance is what it's called, 49th Street in Pinellas Park. And tell them the captain sent you. Get in there and get yourself a good deal on a weapon. There's all kinds of stuff going on right now, folks. The state's opening up. Things are getting better. By the way, one more little thing real quick. Coming up on the 23rd, Saturday the 23rd, they're going to have a big Trump boat parade. It's going to start out 11 a.m. They're going to be over on Clearwater Beach behind the Regatta Beach Club and end up at the Three Rooker Island. They've got 200 boats. They're looking for double that amount if they can get it, make it the biggest boat parade ever in the state of Florida. And they can do it, and so can you. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors on the 23rd of May, Saturday. This is going to be huge. It's going to be covered by a lot of people in the media, and I will be myself too, won't be on a boat. I'll be on the ground looking around, checking things and saying howdy, howdy, and shaking hands and all that sort of stuff. Well, wait a minute. We're not supposed to shake hands, right? Okay, rubbing elbows. How's that? Or the toe tap or something like that. All right, well, we thank everybody for tuning in to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, this program is also heard Monday through Friday from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. For more information and to find out how to get the show on your favorite radio station, go to GCNlive.com. My flagship station is TheAnswerTampa.com. I'll be back Monday morning. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay healthy. See ya.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.